The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, deep breath. It's me. Hi. I might be the problem. It's me. I'm the subject for Am I the Jerk today over something I did to my kid yesterday. As you guys know, we got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. Sammy, our 3-year-old. We were at home playing roughhousing on the couch, how boys do. So we were playing roughhousing a little bit, wrestling, if you will, when all of a sudden, this little boy wipes his face on the couch cushion and leaves the nastiest booger. I'm talking about gross. I was like, ew. I watched him do it. And yeah, it was because we were roughhousing and he didn't really notice it, but I went, ew, you just left the booger on the couch. So as he stood up right next to the booger, I tried to slyly wipe the booger off the couch with his shirt. Now, it sounds funny. Trust me, it sounds funny, but it wasn't funny because he ended up catching me. He noticed. He caught me wiping the booger off of the couch. Because he had seen the booger too and went, ew, papa. He then felt it on his body and was like, ew, papa. Grossed out. Started yelling at me, tried to put me in timeout. I was like, hold on. That was your booger, man. What are you talking about? But I guess that now warrants the question. Am I the jerk for using my son's shirt to wipe his booger up? I mean, we were playing on the couch all coy, nonchalant, having fun. When all of a sudden he wipes his face, accidentally I'll say, he wipes his face on the couch, leaves a nasty, fat, slimy booger. So rather than me now having to clean it with my hands or having to turn around and you know, take my attention away for the boys to go get a napkin or something, I used my reasoning. I used my brain, big brain over here, and I said, man, I'm just about to wipe it up with your shirt. Don't care. The only problem was that he cared. And he immediately called me the jerk. And he said, I'm riding into Allie and DZ. And I told him, no, I'm your dad. I'll just talk about it myself. Don't worry about it. Our 3-year-old is mad at me. And I think he is still mad at me. Because I wiped a booger on his shirt. It was his own booger. Flat out jerk if it was my booger, right? I mean, I'm trying to justify for myself. But it was gross, you guys. You know, as parents, you just get it. You know what that means when nasty, slimy, that post-nasal drip booger when your kids are clearing their sinuses still after being sick. That's exactly what happened. All right. I don't get to answer today. Y'all know that. This Am I the Jerk is about me, so I don't even get the chance. He did realize after having ignored the booger when he first saw it and only noticed the booger after it was touching his body. I mean, I don't know what else to say besides your guys' calls, your guys' texts. You guys decide my fate next. Am I the jerk for wiping a booger on my son's shirt? I guess we'll see next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Yep. I don't know why I do this to myself, but here we are again. With no backup in the studio, Allie's out, and I put myself in the hot seat because I think this is going to be fun. What? Like, what's wrong with me? I'm in the hot seat for Am I the Jerk today because I want to know if I'm the jerk for wiping a booger on my son Sammy's shirt, our three-year-old. We were playing on the couch like father and sons do, roughhousing, wrestling, when all of a sudden this man wipes a booger from his just nasty nose on the couch. He didn't realize he wiped a booger. I'll be honest. He didn't realize it. But he saw the booger. He saw it and tried to move on with his life. So the very next moment that he was next to that booger, I tried to slyly use his shirt to wipe it. Because I knew if he noticed, he was going to trip. And sure enough, he noticed and he tripped. He was like, Papa, ew. I think it touched his body. I ain't going to lie. A little gooey booger on all in your sides. Ugh, okay, I'm grossing myself out. But I got to ask, because I guess if I were to do that to an adult, man, I'd call myself the jerk. But an adult also wouldn't leave the booger. That's a kid. And I was like, man, I'm not trying to touch the booger. You're nasty. And yeah, I know you're my nasty, but that's still nasty. So let's get to these texts. Let's get to these calls. Because somebody texted in, and you guys got to sign your name. You got to sign your name so I can shout y'all out. Someone said, not the jerk, DZ. Poop Casso should be happy you didn't wipe his poop on him. A booger should be welcoming. Thank you for remembering that Sammy, our three-year-old, is also Poop Casso. Because if you remember on the show, we went through a whole saga while trying to potty train this man. And he was painting the walls. And it wasn't with watercolor. We could just say that. So let's jump into it because I got to go. I need y'all to help me out, decide whether I am or am not the jerk, because you know my answer. I'm going to say no all day. But let's see what Megan in Milwaukee got to say. Megan, today's day two for you.
Hey, DZ.
Good morning. Congratulations on day two. On the way to get your theme song.
I'm working on it.
You know what? I'll count it day two and a half if you call me not the jerk.
Oh, well, good thing it is not the jerk.
Let's go. Oh, for real, though? Not the jerk, you say?
Yeah, you are not the jerk. Listen, it would not be a rite of passage without a child getting their, you know, whatever bodily fluids put onto their shirts by their parents because the parents have nothing else to use.
The napkin was not close and the baby was closer. And I went, you know what? If I walk away from either of y'all right now, there could be a bigger problem. So let me just wipe this right here, right now, and we could keep playing.
Exactly. I mean, I remember plenty of times my mom has done something like that. So I think it's just a rite of passage that Sammy needs to go through.
And you're so right. This wouldn't even be a story had I successfully wiped a booger on him and not noticed, because I knew it was going to be a problem. And sure enough, the second he noticed, he looked back at the couch like, wait a second, where'd that booger go? Ew, 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 no. And he called me a jerk immediately. Immediately.
Well, you know, he maybe will rethink doing that in the future. So it might be a really good lesson learned.
Not the jerk. Not the jerk. Megan kicks it off. Checks in the mail. Day two and a half. Locked in. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day three.
Sounds good. See you tomorrow.
All right. See you tomorrow. Cool. That makes me feel a little bit better. All right. Let's make it a sweep. Why not? Let's vacuum seal this. Everybody say not the jerk now, okay? You hear me? You hear me, Greg? Greg in Greenfield, good morning. Somebody else on day two.
Oh, good morning, DZ. What's I would say, if we're going to be doing two and a half, not the jerk.
Okay.
Here's the reason why, brother. Because you had to wipe up that booger.
Stop.
However, stop. Brother, and the Hulkster says, Aaron's going to think you're a jerk.
Oh, wait, so am I not or am I?
College brother, so not the jerk.
Which one is it? You're throwing me off, brother. Am I not or am I the jerk?
Not the jerk. The Hulkster says not the jerk all day.
Let's go.
However, better happy wife, she'll say jerk all day.
So I'm a half jerk? Wait, Greg, how you gonna butter me up and then knock me down, man? What's wrong with you? You back on day two, man. You only on day two. You tried to finesse me for day two and a half and then hang up on me. You get off the line. I hang up on you. I think we're split, though. I think he called me a jerk, and that's why he hung up. Dang it, Greg. We were doing so good. All right, 50-50, tiebreaker on the line. And who else? Who else but the homie, Destiny's wife, Lala. Lala, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, buenos
dias.
It's
Wepa Wednesday.
Wepa Wednesday, exactly. In full effect. In full effect, but does that make me not the jerk, though? Because, listen, y'all got babies, and you guys know what it is. You guys know what it is, but that doesn't mean you don't think I'm a bad person for it.
Heck no, man. You are not the jerk. Listen. I wipe everybody's boogers from their shirt, brother's shirt, my shirt, whoever's shirt, whatever's around. So you are not the jerk.
And, I mean, Lala, let's break it down. Thank you for saying that. Because let's break it down a little bit now that you answered and I'm not the jerk. These little kids will walk up to you and purposefully use you as a human napkin.
Yes. Yes. All day, every day. They'll just be like, mommy, and wipe blah, 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 all over there. I'm like, come on, man. Come on. What? I guess my shirt is dirty now, so I might as well just use it now, you know what I'm saying?
I might as well, right. Well, and that's what ends up happening. I'll be at the store randomly, and I'll look down and notice some milk stain from the morning going, man.
Yeah, you be out, and I'm like, what is this stain? Like, where did this come from? Yep, there you go, babies.
We're out here looking crazy, and they're the ones that make us look it.
Mm-hmm. No, you are not the jerk, Daisy. You know, and then Sam, what's wrong with Sammy? Come on, man. Why is he calling you a jerk? He's not used to it or what?
My kids,
I already know. Okay, mommy, here. Give me your nose. They already know. My shirt or their shirt. Whoever's shirt is around.
That little boy is oddly particular. Peeling it back a little bit, he likes to wash his hands. He loves to brush his teeth.
He's so cute.
He's about that life. So if something's icky and sticky and he don't like it, he will let you know. He's one of them like awkward types where I'm thinking, are you a germaphobe, my boy?
Okay. Not my kids. They don't even care.
Well, I mean, I say that, but we can't forget that this is also the same kid that's Picasso by night.
That is true.
So
there you go.
I say germaphobe, but I don't know what I actually mean by that yet, and he don't either. But
no, he don't even know.
Lala, that works it out today. My dog held me down, not the jerk.
Heck nah.
Appreciate the call, fam. Have a great day.
Have a good one.
You too. Bye. I'm going to go wipe my son's booger some more, and I'm using his shirt. Not the jerk.